Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Man, I am so amped tonight, man. It's going to be an awesome night right here on the program. But before we get started into tonight's topic, which is airplay, promote. Why? Tonight we're going to get into that. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, it's an exciting time to be right here on this program because I know we have your covering. I know we have your blessings. I love how things are going forward. I want to compliment you for keep feeding this program, keeping the energy going, keeping us fired up to keep on making it happen and connect me with the community. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys. Tonight, we're talking about airplay, promote. Those are the three keys that you can't get out of order. And tonight, we're going to talk about why. Airplay is the lion every artist seek to conquer and devour, as everyone knows. Artists believe it is what separates them from obtaining the pie in the sky. The question is, does it? Could it be some key strategies that can be formulated to create an incredible demand for the record? The ballpark is open tonight. We're going to be talking about that tonight. 432-935 has called in, raised their hand. Welcome to Hip Hop National. Please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Yo, it's your boy Big Ant from that Big Spring, Texas. I just want to see y'all can hear this jam acting full by Big Ant. What's up with it, Poetic? Yes.
Big Ant. Submission recently, man. Man, it's going to be on fire. I know we're going to have a good time here tonight. I just know it. We already set and we're ready to go. And we got my boy Raw Dog. Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National. What's your open statement for tonight, sir?
Wow, hello. Hey, my opening statement is, you know, my usual opening statement. We're going to chew it up, throw it around, play with it, and tell the truth. So, you know, as far as the airplay, that's a wonderful first step. You know, I think that shows that you're at least productive. But, you know, with our statistics and all the listeners that we have out here, you know, there are people that they ask, you know, they call during the show and ask, you know, hey, who's that artist? But if they don't pay that little fee, we're not supposed to tell them because we just tell them, hey, we'll play it next time on the show. Listen to us again, you know, because there's a cost to it. And, you know, with our statistics and what have you, in playing the most independent artists and going global with all of our fans and what have you, they don't realize how many people they're getting to, but they're unknown. And that's that, you know, that's because, you know, they feel as though, hey, you know, I just want you to play my song. Well, notoriety, you know, somebody wants to know, but we can't tell. You know, if you want us to relate that information, pay us. But we just
let's pull in another caller, Rod, real quick, okay?
Oh, sure, not an issue.
563-570. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. What's your opening statement for tonight's topic?
Right, this is DJ Ham, the man.
DJ Ham.
Yes, sir.
You're a DJ. You tell me, man, what is it about airplay that everybody is so attracted to? And then after they get the airplay, what are the steps that they need to take? As far as I know,
I mean,
there are three. Promote. What's yours?
I mean, I agree with you 110% on that. Getting airplay is the first step of getting recognition. Getting recognition is getting other people and fans to enjoy and participate in your music movement. It's just there's so many rappers and anything, rock, rap, anything, is so duplicated now that you really have to stand out in order to, I don't know, find your crowd. I mean, like, I worked with Aaron Yates before Strange Music was huge, you know, like Tech N9ne. And, you know, our motto is at Strange Music is, if you like it, you play it, you know. So a lot of these cats that come up to me, now, me, myself, I play for the streets. And what I mean by that is a lot of underground, a lot of people that are independent, not so much on a big record label. But if I had to pick, like, some mainstream artists that would be relatively close to the music that I play, I would have to say, like, Yo Gotti and Schoolboy B and all those cats, you know. So definitely getting your airplay is the first step in establishing who you are as an artist. And if you're able
all
to
right,
do that.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. All right, thank you, DJ Ham. We're gonna come back to you. We're getting ready. I'm just wanting some brief statements. You know, I didn't get Big Ants. Big Ants.
Right.
The floor. What's your statement there, Big Ant? Your opening statement for tonight. Airplay, promote. Why are you so hungry as an artist to get it? Give that floor. Began. You done went shadow on me, man. That's all right, brother.
Man
you
down.
Stay with us. Man.
Man down.
He right there. He right there with us, man. He right
I think
there
I bored him out of the room.
he probably got us all mute. Probably somebody called in, call him, trying to get him to get. You know, how do I call into the show? So you never know. Anyway. Let's go ahead, man. Rodolph, give us your opening statement. Well, you done went to the opening statement.
I done did that.
My question is, okay, is it just airplay that the artists need, or is there other promotional tools that need to be built around the campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's put it like this. The artist needs his name to get out there. So by getting airplay and soliciting the station to give them some spotlight on who they are and, you know, a possible point of purchase, you know, then he can get the feedback of whether the, you know, the how would you put that? The consumer is trying to follow him or has likes his music. See, how are they going to know? You know, a lot of people, you know, that's where you have to define business and hobby. A lot of the rappers, you know, they come out, they do something, and they want to put it out there on the radio for ego. Well, okay. Then there are those true artists that are trying to put it out there so they can be in this music industry. Well, there's a cost factor to being spotlighted, to being highlighted, to be promoted. And when we say promoted, that means, you know, for them to know who made this production. And, you know, to then... You know, like we have a Facebook page, which we're going to do a spotlight on it, and having them highlighted for the vast members we have on there. It's incredible. You know, but they don't realize that, you know, it costs. And, you know, just like the production cost. You don't jump into fame because it's such a great song. It's because promotion got it to the people. A lot of songs have been great, but the people never heard them because they stopped at a certain point and they thought, oh, the wind is going to carry the momentum. No, it's not.
And then, they find to their surprise that that's not the case. Let's bring in 832-258. 832-258. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Oh, man, it's Poochie Lee, man. Houston, Texas.
Poochie Lee. Poochie Lee. The man is
been a while.
Here in the house.
What's going on, man?
What's happening, bro?
It's been a while, but you sound good.
Grinding, man, grinding. That's all I can say.
All right, Poochie Lee. What's your top? What's your opening statement on airplay? Promote, and why is it important? You got the floor, sir.
Well, you have to have airplay. If you really, I believe you have to have some type of airplay if you really want to be successful. And even in having airplay, you want to also be very discreet on where you want to have airplay at, because, you know, if you in Houston and you got airplay in Wyoming, you know, that's big, because that airplay carries your, it's like carrying your spirit while you're not there, you know, and that's what draws you to these other states, and the people want to know, you know, hey, who is this cat? Who is this cat? You know, I'm hearing his music on the radio, and they want to, you know, they want to get to know you. And airplay plays a big, big part in that, you know. And along with the airplay, you can't let the money leave you, because some people look at airplay and they'll just back off and think, oh, I'm big now. And they get their little street teams, let their street team over. And when you do that, you kind of like letting you're riding on autopilot. So, you know, wherever you got airplay going, you know, you want to get out there and chase that train, you know, because once that airplay go and it dies out and you ain't done your groundwork, you know, you kind of can crash. And then you just be a person that say, I remember I heard that voice song on the radio at once upon a time. You know, so I think it's very important overall, though, to have airplay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. DJ Ham, can you follow up on him with that?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, he's right there, right there. He's keeping it 100 right there on the radio. So I hope anybody that's listening is taking notes. I mean, seriously. And save your money, too, because that little money that you get off your mixtape, it runs out quick. I mean, definitely. I make horrorcore music myself. So, like, type like Spice One and Brother Latung and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely feel him. And you definitely got to put in groundwork. You got to have a team when you start this. I mean, your team will grow if you're 100 with people, but you know how that goes. So,
all right, guys. Now look, let's go back to. See, I'm an advocate for grassroots marketing. I just love it. I got to be honest with you, because I believe grassroots marketing still has some kind of foot in the game. I grew up in the ages where you would plaster flyers everywhere and posters everywhere. Your face is seen in the public eye visually, and your name had got plastered all over the city before you even came to the city with your music. You just bombarded. Now we're in the digital age. Digital age is very upcoming, and it's really moving hardcore. The new hardcore is the digital flyers, the digital promotion on Facebook, Twitter, social media. The outlet is on fire. What's your thoughts on that, Poochie Lee?
Well, the internet with the Facebooks and the Instagrams, I talked about this the other day with somebody, and I gave a scenario like this. I said the entertainment business has just blown open to now it have allowed everybody to become so independent with all these outlets, you know, because nowadays I can create some stuff that's funny and get enough followers and hope one day somebody find me good enough to invest in.
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes down to the music, I think people are not, I mean, you just look at the stuff people put on Instagram. You know, people are very creative nowadays. You know, their imaginations are working. So when you take that and you put that with the music, it's like when you got people who still going to studios with all their energy and heart, I'm finna make this hit and I'm finna get radio play, it's so much other stuff out there that's getting people deals. You know, you get in doing comedy because you did one funny skit and now you got an album coming out. You know,
right.
I got people, I know people right now in Houston, I know a group right now, I won't say their name, but I know a group right now that did a dumb skit and got attention.
And I want to know who
they
that
hear
is.
Them doing a mixtape. They got they song actually play on the radio for an upcoming show. Now, I was talking about groundwork. These guys sit back in the lab and say, man, I saw on the radio. They don't understand because they're not taught. Mm-hmm. So you just got a bunch of wild imaginations just running out there, and it's like a lottery right now. So, I mean, I don't know if Facebook and Instagram and this digital stuff actually helped. You know, when you came outside and saw a fly on your car back in the days, you were interested in it. What's a fly? Who is this? To be on a fly, you was big. You know, now it's like you go to somebody page, it's all about how many followers they got. Okay, 10,000 followers? What they do? And that's
but
pretty much well.
Real followers. That's what they have to be concerned about.
That's why I said the digital game, I don't know if it actually helped or hurt it. You know, it's like a crap table now. You got to learn how to bet on the odds and bet on crap because it's so much. It's a way right now on Instagram you can boost your likes up. Somebody told me it. I'm like, what the hell? All this time I've been trying to get real likes. And this is all I got to do.
Yeah, but don't
and
get
I
me wrong.
I,
tell me this. What benefit do you gain if they're false?
What benefit do you gain? Well, it just depends on what.
If they're not
well,
there,
you gotta,
if there's nobody there to promote to, and you got likes that's been fabricated.
Okay, but it also gets people who are trying to get as many followers as you. You get their attention at least. You know, if people go on your page and you got 10,000 followers, and then somebody say, "Oh,
I'm doing a header for you real quick."
Let
and they say, okay.
Go ahead. Back on it, man.
Oh.
Big A, I'm back on it, man.
Yeah, but like I say, you, who's talking?
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking.
Back again.
Oh, okay. You know, I was saying, like, you go in there and you see all these followers. It's going to get your attention. You ain't going to be thinking, are these followers fake or not? You know, you're going to be thinking, like, what did I do? And if I just get me one real attention, I'm good. You know, I'm going to get a bunch of them. I'm going to get 20 more thousand fake followers because I'm going to get me out of 20,000 fake followers, I might give me 2,000 real ones. And then 2,000 real ones going to benefit me some kind of way. They got some real followers.
It's all in the way you look at it. But me personally, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I personally like knowing that I got real people on deck that I can reach out to, open up to. Because once I got 10,000 followers, and I don't know who's real and who's not, I don't know who to really reach out to so I can get them into my fold, so I can get them to make a move, so I can get them to build trust with them, credibility with them, so I can show that, hey, I want to build this relationship so we can move forward together. I give you what you want. I give you a final polished product, and maybe you know some people who want to jump on it with me, or maybe you know some people who will buy it. That's important.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but
well, of course.
Now, wait a minute. I understand what you're saying, Poetic, but I also understand Bootsy Lee, because, you see, I'm going to tell you why. There are a lot of people that are curious and followers. If you're getting a number buzz, as they see it, their curiosity is going to make them want to be associated. They're going to want to be part of. See, so I understand it from the artist side of it. I understand that. But see, you go to the business side and your credibility. But the artist side of it has nothing to do with that aspect of people coming for your services. It's about his production. It's about his product. And if he can get them over there, and the criticism in reality is that he's got nothing but favorable feedback before he gets that, adds that big number to his Instagram, and he promotes himself, it could be like a wave. Because you got to admit, you know, if everybody's wearing Nikes, why? Because they follow the number point. You know, oh, man, there's 12 dudes showed up with the new Nikes. I'm going to go down and get me a pair. So the next day, there's 30 people with brand new Nikes the same kind. See, you're talking about young minds. You're not talking about mature minds. You're talking about the music industry and those that turn into stalkers, those that turn into groupies, those that turn into a diehard fans that stand out in the rain for a performance. So you got people that will line up early in the morning for a concert to buy tickets so that they get their tickets. The tickets sell out in an hour. So when you start talking about fans, that's a different beat than an artist. That's a different individual than a businessman. They're a consumer. You know how many people spent the night because Xbox promoted that they were going to start selling them at 12 o'clock midnight? They were out there for over 36 hours.
Yo. We got to sell on our promotional products. Y'all go chat it live, please.
I would love that outcome.
That would be great, right? It's clowning up.
We got some air going over this. You hear it?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. Hey, is guys, if you are walking in the wind or anything, if you would put the song on you when you're ready to talk, that way your line is open. Other than that, I'm gonna have to go one by one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It was DJ Ham's line.
DJ Ham, put it on mute, man. We'd like to have you open up in the discussion because, honestly, man, I like what you bring to the table, sir. So if you would, just put your phone on mute until you're ready to talk. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment, so stay with me, okay?
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
Okay, we're going to talk digital age, man. So my thing is, if... Now that the digital age in, Pusa Lee said, hey, he don't think it benefits as much as the flyer game. Now, me personally, I believe, my question is.
Wait a minute. Did you twist that around?
No.
Yeah, he did. I didn't say that.
Yeah, Pusa Lee said the digital game it was better than the flyer game.
Oh, I didn't know if it really helped or harmed.
I heard it.
Oh, you said, oh, yeah, he said he don't, I'm sorry, Pusa Lee, man, I'm wrong here. Go ahead, Raw Dog.
Wow.
Go ahead, Raw Dog. I know you, man, I know you.
Wow.
Man, Daryl, look out.
All right.
Look at it this way.
Faster than a speeding bus, bigger than a car, yellow. Here comes the bus. All right, everybody, let's grab him. He's a little fast. He's faster than what we thought. We'll get him next time.
All right. Damn. They ran me over, man. You see how they handled me on the show?
Yeah,
they beat me up, man.
When you twist up something that my man Pootsy Lee says, man, we have to get you, man. But now I got to tell you something about them flyers. Do you realize in the city of Seattle, Flyers were big at one time. And the city banned flyers being put up on telephone poles and what have you because they were detracting. And so now if you're caught doing that, you can get a ticket.
Ooh.
I believe that.
Yeah, yeah. In some cities, that is absolutely the case. Because even in a city familiar to me, kind of close by here, you could, if you didn't know the city laws, for everyone they pick up on you, they could charge you handsomely for it. And that's reality.
Yeah, so, I think flyers
works,
are good
works,
at locations.
In some cases, they don't. And I tell you like this, if you get a ticket and you get a, what you call it, send my boy Raw Dog to be No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can pin it on me. Just tell him Raw Dog. He's going to jail. Mm.
All right.
But Raw Dog got a warrant.
What?
Yeah, ooh, Raw Dog. Man. Just tell him Raw Dog.
Whoa. That's deep.
Hey.
Hey, guys, can I ask you this? Promoting is really cool. But, and airplay is awesome. And when they come together, you got the word out. Now, my question is, how do you close the deal? Let's say we go into sales mode. How do we get the people and convince the people to store it, shelf it for us if necessary, in the stores, get the people motivated to create a sales team around it so we can sell it to the streets. Pootsie Lee, what are you doing out there?
Yeah.
Well, I think it depends on the type of flame you set. You know, it's like they say, sowing and reaping. So if you set the type of flame, you know what that flame should bring. You know how much it burn. You know how much territory it's going to destroy. So in the sense of that, you know, because you can't keep it forever. The Michael Jackson day is over with. You know, you're not going to, you know, his fame was so big because he started at 4 years old. You know, nowadays we starting at, I'm 33, so if I start right now, my flame ain't going to be till I'm 65. You know, so it's like you have to set your margin, and when you just set that margin, and once you capture that margin, you just run at it full throttle. I mean, full throttle.
Okay.
Yeah, you run full throttle and you just don't stop, you know. And once I think every artist know when their era is like coming to an end. And between the time they start and the time they finish, you guys just gotta grab all you can, you know, without crashing and wrecking yourself. But try to grab all you can.
I like Bootsy Lee. He's a hustler. Yes, yes, yes. You got to remember, it's about getting that revenue for the investment, your time, and to pay your bills. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yes,
now,
yes, sir.
Rodo, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm going to say this like this. You know, the point of sale, download versus hard copy. You know, I've been looking at the prices that different places are charging to manufacture your product as a CD. And I've also been looking at the CD duplicators that you can buy that you can actually burn your own product. Now, you know, shrink wrapping and all of that and what have you, you know, in stores, that is a requirement, if I'm not mistaken, so that the product stays intact. But, you know, once you've actually invested in yourself, you know, some of the tools that go along with that can also, as you network with other artists and what have you, it will pay for itself. You know, you have to realize that you know, the independent artist has got it going on. You know, back in the day, to press a vinyl record, the cost of the machinery, you know, you're going to have to rob several banks. But nowadays, the equipment is available, and it's studio standard, which means that you can compete with the big boys. See, they don't know where you come from, and they don't really know who's representing you. They just know whether they like your music or not. And that in itself, control of the product, control of the equipment to create the product, you know, you could burn 100 CDs down and hit the streets, and, you know, you can actually, at home with a computer, print up a flyer or your picture on the front of the jewel case, or print it up and actually, what do they call that, stomp, put it on the CD. But you can do all of that from home. Now, the true artist on the true grind will look at all those aspects because nothing's going to stop them. You know, I think I saw the CD duplicator. You can buy one that can print 10 at a time within, what is it, a minute and a half? So if you can do things like that and you're in the industry, think about all the other individuals that would bring theirs. Do mine so I can hit the streets. It's money, you know, and it's about making money all kinds of ways now. You know, like Pootsie Lee said, you know, being on the radio and getting airplay, it doesn't mean you have to be on the ground in another city. You can be at home. But in the same point, all the people that you network with that are trying to get out into this industry, they need the ability to have a product that they can sell. So, you know, that was just a tip, see, because I'm getting ready to buy one of them, a CD burner. So, you know, it benefits because you can do it in-house. You know, when you figure out the cost of it, and then you figure out, well, I can do this and recoup my cost, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. Now it's about how good of a business person are you going to be? How deep are you going to invest so that you don't lose? You know, what if they don't like your product, but they like, you know, Cousin Leroy's? And Cousin Leroy, he needs to get it duplicated. Have you looked at the prices that they charge for that? Buying your own CD burner and what have you, I mean, you know, hey. It's an investment. You're in the music industry. You're in the music business. Make money all kinds of ways, you know. Figure it out. God's got a path for you. It's called learning how to promote, package, and distribute.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Definitely. We're going to talk about how that would benefit you on a total thing, because if you got the package in your hand, how many people going to want to network with you to try to, don't get me wrong, for finagle prices, but if you're an artist, you can use that to your advantage. When we come back, we'll be talking about that. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, airplay, promote. Don't get that out of order, guys. Why is it important? We'll be back in just a minute. You stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're going to be talking about the playing ground of once you actually establish that reputation, establish that ground of you got a hot record out there. What's important as far as the distribution, the placement, that where it's at, how do people get to it, how do you get people to it? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that right now. I want to tell you guys right now, make sure you go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. Upload your music today. We got some awesome promotional tools to help you, help support what you're doing, trying to get you, trying to get the word out about your music. Not only get the word out, but where they can locate it, where they can buy it. Those kind of things are built around you as the artist. As the artist. Hey, Ant, I know you're in this music game. I know you're doing your thing. I want to know, as far as your distribution points, do you have any, sir? Do you have any? Do you have a place how you can distribute this record, get it out there? And then tell me, how is it that you will be trying to get people to go get it? Do you have one? I'm just asking you out.
Man, I got so many plans, man. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, I think Facebook is the main thing, man, to reach people, man, because that's how I reach all my fans, is on Facebook, man. And I got so many people showing love, man. I'm probably here right now, man. But yeah, shout out to my fans and the whole Always Critic Kick. I just had to put that out there right quick, Poetic, man.
Yeah, that's all right, man. But that's okay. I don't mind you doing that some every now and then, as long as you don't give me no shameless plugs over the air. That's cool. Do your
shout
out,
man. But yeah, man. Hold on,
Big Ant, so you say Facebook. Okay, we lost Big Ant. He'd probably be calling back in into a minute. But Raw Dog, he was saying that Facebook is a distribution point. Do you agree?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Why do you say that?
To a certain extent, but I mean, there's so many avenues that if you don't know about them, then Facebook is a good jump-off spot. But there are so many other. See, when you talk about music, we're talking globally. We're talking about just not, you know, regional or national. We're talking global, you know. Money can be made all over this world, and you would be surprised. There are clubs in Africa. There's clubs in Australia. There's clubs in South America. There's clubs in Hawaii. There's clubs in Japan. There's clubs. Well, we can keep going because there's clubs everywhere. There's people that are music followers. And so, you know, when you start talking about, you know, promoting oneself and the avenues that they can take, There's so many of them, and we talked about them on a show earlier in the month, you know, and it's I think what needs to happen is that they need consulting so they know the next avenue to travel to even expand their fan base even more, you know, and then, you know, once they've taken that step, there's another one that they're not even, you know, in knowledge of, that you know, Poetic, because you and I have discussed a lot of different digital ways to get global, you know? And so, I mean, I understand them. Facebook is, you know, a national thing, you know? And it does reach over to other countries, but not as thorough, you know, because it's an individual thing. You know, yeah, you can have a band page, but that's not going to highlight unless you pay the promotional cost. And that's ridiculous because you need to expand further than just Facebook. And you know that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Facebook is just one of those allocated spots that you can do it. And we got Big Ant. He did join us back. But Big Ant, I heard it from you. You said Facebook is like your biggest thing out there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I lost call there for a minute, man. My bad.
That's all right, man. That's all right. It all happens. But you said Facebook is like one of your biggest outlets. How about Reverb Nation? How about CD Baby that can help you get it out? But how about other programs where, don't get me wrong, there are so many distribution points across the
like
world.
Like the SoundCloud and all that too, man. I got all that.
I'm talking about digital distribution. It's probably a 500 plus different distribution spots that you can get it out there across the world. Not 500 plus, about 5,000 plus, seriously, that you can get out there and get your music and checkpoints. And then you can just say, my music is available now. Go to www.bigant.com, and then that from there, they can find everything they need to do when it comes to dealing with Big Ant. Wouldn't that be ideal? Or it's now available in stores. You know, that's the ideal thing to say over the air, over anywhere, is to say it's available. Now, boom, they do a search, and boom, they find you. Because there's distribution checkpoints that you can, like right now, we can sign you to a distribution deal and get you out there. Putting in all those checkpoints. Got good partners that
fell off again.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he's having a little trouble because that's what he was stating earlier. So, but that's what's available out there. And they people have to be aware that there's distribution spots beyond just the common names that we are familiar with.
Well, that's very true. That's very, very true.
You can just do a search for the name of title and song, and boom, you're there. But the thing it is getting the traffic, driving that traffic there. What do you do to get it there? And why in airplay, which we posted that today, why is airplay important to help them drive that line of traffic there? Because airplay, such as internet airplay, I'm just letting you know, it has a worldwide effort behind it. People from all over the world can actually tune in and listen, and you're getting a fan base like a spider just hitting out there, boom, 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 boom. Giant spider, just imagine it going across the world. You know?
But now you know something? Now,
yes,
you know, I Big Ant is in the industry. But now, I met another gentleman, I would say, 6 years ago, up here in the Pacific Northwest, that has that same name, Big Ant. Now, how do they distinguish between the two of them?
When they promote,
you know,
right?
That's where promotion and getting his name out there across the globe so that he's the recognized Big Ant and not the one up here in the Pacific Northwest. Well, but see, guess what?
Securing your intellectual property is coming to play.
What, the name?
Yes, securing the name.
Okay, but now, okay, without talking to Big Ant and what have you, we don't know if he's done that. See, that's part of the consulting that needs to be going on, because let's just say he would have talked to one of us here at Hip Hop National Radio. We would have said to him, okay, in, you know, the intellectual properties, do you own that name? And if you don't, let's try to get that branded and yours. You know, and you know exactly what to do to ensure that. So if there's another Big Ant in another location, he's no longer called Big Ant. You see what I'm saying?
He's no longer called Big Ant without you shaking his pocket, saying, "Hey man, don't cease and desist the use of that. Are you gonna pay me some big dollars?"
Exactly. But see, that's where the consulting and the young artists, you know, they have different titles that they call themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and their stage name. But in that same thing, you know, what I think they don't realize is Frank Sinatra, you know, had his name copyrighted. There was only one Frank Sinatra, you know, or Sinatra, you know. And when you start to, you know, when you, Quincy Jones, Q, he's got that branded. You know, so when you start to think about these titles and what have you, you have to understand the business behind securing that slot forever so that they
I want to take you down Calamity Lane. Imagine this. You've put a whole bunch of media together. You put a lot of efforts behind it. You've put your flyers, I'm talking about on a physical level. You've recorded a record. You've put your brand name all over the CD. You've got your SEO up on search engine optimization, and you've blasted this name out on newspapers, radio, magazines, and everything, only to find that now that you got the name out there, Nike say, "It's mine." Or someone that has a similar name that says, Big Ant, that's mine. I own it.
Well,
I've been owning it. Now you have a lawsuit after all of the money is spent in cease and desist. It's over. You're going to put a lot of money out.
Well, yeah. And you've advertised for another individual. You know, I think that the other individual would enjoy that. And, you know, I mean, hey, but that's part of what you call, you know, oops, I boo-booed on myself, not doing the business. You do the business because this is a business. This is not just a play thing. You establish yourself as a business. The name comes first. The branding and owning that name, like Nordstrom's or Best Buy or Walmart. You know, I can't open a store and call it Walmart. I can't open a store and call it Best Buy. I can't open a store and call it McDonald's. See, because they own those names. That's business, and artists need to realize, guess what? This is a business that you're starting when you use a stage name. You know, you got to come legit. A lot of people just, you know, they come from the hustle in the streets, and then they try to get into the industry, but that's not how you do it. You do business. You know, that's the same as if, you know, the lady up the street wants to go out and call herself Toni Braxton. and perform in clubs. She can't do it. You know, you have to start thinking about it because, you know, the names are common, but they can be owned.
I want to ask this question, Rada. You think if someone did just came out of the blue and say, you know what, I'm gonna go to such and such club. I'm gonna promote myself as Toni Braxton. You think the club wanna have anything to do with her?
Well, but see, guess what?
What?
No. But I will tell you. No, listen to me now.
Okay.
Back in the day, you remember a group called Archie Bell and the Drells? They did Tighten Up. You don't know. Hello, poet.
No, I don't. Okay.
Archie Bell and the Drells did a song called Tighten Up, and they advertised that they were going to be at a club here in Seattle. And what happened was, it wasn't Archie Bell and the Drells, and the patrons darn near tore it up because they paid a larger amount because they thought that they were going to be entertained by that group, and the patrons went wild. So no, I don't think anybody is going to allow someone to use Toni Braxton or Beyonce or anyone like that. But then you have to realize, I'll give you examples. You have the East Coast platters and you have the West Coast platters.
Well, why is that? Why do you think that occurred?
Because the group, members in the group own the name.
Uh-huh.
And then they split
now,
up.
You know, they could do that. A group can split up, and the war could be, I own the name, you own the name, we both gonna use the name.
Right. But that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
They own the name, but now here's
the
catch. You haven't heard anything put out by them in years.
Nah,
so it might just be the name, and they cannot go into production. Because if I own the name and you own the name and we put out a product, the platters, and you weren't on it, but I'm using the name, you're still going to get royalties.
Well, the thing it is, the name is so important, but when you promoting that name, you better make sure that your intellectual property is into full play, because of the fact that the reality, you can get checked. You will be checked by it. You got to just prove that you got to prove that you owned it first.
Well,
you know.
Here's another scenario, and I know you know this guy. You remember Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes?
Absolutely.
And everybody thought that Harold Melvin was Teddy Pendergrass when they performed. They thought that Teddy Pendergrass was Harold Melvin. And Teddy left the group. And they found out who the real Harold Melvin was. And the thing about it, Teddy Pendergrass was the lead singer, but Harold Melvin was the leader of the group, and it was his group.
He founded the group.
Right, and he owned the name and the group. So Teddy Pendergrass, when he got out on his own, you know, that's when Harold Melvin, everybody started finding out, he was the guy in the back. He's not the guy up front. So, you know, that's how that worked, and Teddy Pendergrass wanted his name out front with Harold Melvin, and Harold Melvin said no. So Teddy went on his own. So when you start to think about it and you start to look at it, this industry, you got to promote, and you've got to get out there and you've got to create that fan base. And we're talking about a legitimate fan base. And you can be global. I mean, you know, we had a gentleman that we talked to that his girlfriend is an artist that she's now signed to a label, but he had said she had been over in, what was that, in Japan, performing and what have you, before she got signed. So she was known globally before the label, she got with a major label. So now think about it. She was already traveling the globe and displaying her talents. Nothing can stop you except your mind not being open wide enough to see the whole picture, to understand that there are avenues out here, to understand you don't be one-dimensional because this is a business. You have to be multidimensional. You have to be informed. You have to have a team, a council, someone you can call and say, hey, I need you to be a team member of mine. But you're not going to get them and loyalty for free. You know, nobody told you this industry was a walk in and hey, I'm here and raise your hand. You know, you have to understand there's dues to be paid as far as, you know, hey, getting known, networking. And the airplay is to me, you know, is one of your stronger focal points, you know, because then you can be at home. Then you can be heard all over the world. And if you just ask the right questions and tell, you know, the station how far you want to go, you don't know what avenues they might have for you that they can tell you about and get you involved in. But you see, this is the industry. And the industry is not playing games. They give very little away free. So understand it, you know, it's just like that. It's investing within yourself. So what do you think about that, Poetic?
Oh, I'm in 100% in agreement with you, Rado. And I'm going to tell you something. And when we come back, this is what we're going to be talking about.
After you choke yourself out.
Exactly. The thing it is, promotions is the key, but strategy, it comes into play. How you start to campaign? When you do it, do you do it in a timely manner? Do you just throw out a charm here and a charm there, or do you campaign and say, you know what, here's my strategy, I'm gonna blanket the market for X amount of days, and I'm gonna put things out there simultaneously at the same time, and I'm a landmark as much as my budget can take me. And this is what I expect as an outcome. When we come back, let's talk about that, because that's what it's about. It's about do you splatter it all out there, or do you sporadically put it out there? You tell me when we get back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready. Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising. National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters. Powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys. We're talking about the many alleyways of where to promote. How, when you're promoting, the idea behind it is to get people to buy your record. Not to mention, only is it to get the people to buy your record, to embrace you and have you come in and do a live performance. But the reality, if you don't have the airplay, you're never going to reach the people. If you don't promote the product and get behind it, getting other people to start to gravitate towards it, don't get me wrong, because of the social media game, we can engage a large audience of people to get involved with what we do. If you got good music, it's going to sell itself, as in the sense of the momentum of the people. The people are going to say, hey, such and such, man, you guys need to embrace this song here, man. Check this out. In fact, I was sitting on Facebook, and it's not just today, but today I just so happened to be sitting there, and people are posting other people's stuff about other people's music that is not even related to. And imagine how the celebrities, how we just all of a sudden, we'll like a celebrity song, and everybody's doing it. Likes are going everywhere. Not only likes, people sharing it. That's the momentum you want to drive behind the music. That's the behavior you want around your music. The way you do it is to engage the people. Let them know that, hey, man, take a listen to this. Then say, and then you get some feedback. How did you feel about it? That's on a small scale when you're doing that one-to-one. But on a show like this, you can do that and get it out, bring a whole bunch of people, and everybody buzzing about it. Everybody at one time can be Twittering about it and on Facebook about it. What's your thoughts, Raw Dog?
Well, you know, I'm going to say it like this. It's called making moves in a strategic, intelligent, planned way. You know, people aren't telling other people the real truth about the roads to success. But it's built upon a platform of moves, and it's done strategically, and it's done for a purpose. You know, and what you have to understand is that's the credibility of this industry. because they don't stop you. They just don't tell you that this is one of the ways and this is another way that must be done. You know, you have to saturate the market of hearing your name and your product and doing it in a way that allows you to go in so many directions at one time. That's how you get notoriety. The buzz, not just locally, but the buzz on a regional, national, global. You know, you can go in so many different directions in this industry and not succeed. You need a team. You need a consultant. You need. Listen, let's not play games with each other, because there's a whole lot of wannabes out here in the world. There's a whole lot of claimers out here in the world. Let's talk about real. To make this in this industry real, you need someone that's going to, you know, be a consultant, someone that's going to be a critic. You're going to need someone that's going to also map the moves for your career. They always say teammates, but there's always that business executive, the planner. You know, you've got to understand, unless you've got that mind that's strong enough, that dabbled in this industry, you're not going to understand where the door is to move up. All you got to do is sit down and get the right person and ask the right questions. But if you don't ask the right questions, that person knows that you have a lack of knowledge about this business. And let's not kid each other and what have you. You know, if you talk to those that have really, really made it, you will find out that they are very intelligent about the business. And there are the real young, vulnerable ones that aren't. You know, we talk about someone mentioned a group and they did a comedy thing and they're real young and they got snatched up by a label and what have you. Well, see, the label also exploits the unintelligent. They get contracts, but is it a good contract? Is it a contract that they are going to move into a national, global light? Or is it a contract that, guess what, you got over 1 million hits on YouTube, is it a 360 contract, and we can make revenue off of you? You know, you've got to look at it, because you mentioned that 360 contract, and the industry, once they sign you, they get a portion of everything that you earn, because that's in your contract. You know, so if you get 1 million hits on YouTube and what have you, and they're paying per hit, and you keep going and going and going, all that money's not yours. See, so don't think that they're not trying to put their pockets in their hands in the pockets of those that are not aware. They're just as grabby as, you know, a homeless person on the street that's hungry. You know, this is a business. This is, you know, the weak get taken. You know, how was that old phrase? You know, find a fool, bump him in the head. Well, you're talking about the music industry.
Well, when you do, because that, just share it with me, all right? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, reality. You know, someone some time ago said this was like the pimp game. So, you know, what do you think, Poetic?
I don't know nothing about pimping, brother.
Well, I didn't say you knew about pimping.
Nothing about pimping, but I do know.
You know about whip clubs? I threw you under the bus. Take the new caller with his hand up, Poetic.
That was another life, man. I'm moving forward with a different one here. But, I can say, Raw Dog, as far as driving this promotion game to ahead as far as this show. I would like to see these people use it as to their advantage. We talk about these marketing tips. We talk about the things that they need to do, but if they could just use this resource as a vehicle to get to the outside sources that we have on deck, you know, for the e-blast and stuff like that, where we could put out to industry insiders, they can take, I mean, I think it would be to their advantage, to take advantage of some of the things that we do have to offer them. Because, you know, don't get me wrong, and I too typically don't do any name dropping, but tonight I'm going to do some name dropping because I'm just trying to show them why it is necessary to promote, use airplay for what it is, especially on the internet right now. The internet is an upcoming resource for everyone. It's not really taken advantage of the way everybody assume it is.
Well, that's
there
true.
Are many outlets out here to really get yourself out there, but the fees for internet radio versus terrestrial radio, and terrestrial radio has its place by all means. But when you're living life on a budget and you're trying to get the word out, it costs you a fraction of the cost to help get the word out on internet resources. And that's reality.
Amen.
And this program lends its ear to industry insiders. We've had America's Got Talent on here. We've had BET, Universal, Def Jam, Capitol Records, representatives, guys. I want to state that very clear. And then we've had the music producers of Benjamin Button, Spider-Man, and Harry Potter. We've had Wendy Day. Wendy Day got Cash Money, $100 million deal, and got Eminem a $30 million deal. She helped in the negotiation process of this. Randall McMillan, industry's attorney for the Stars. Def Jam, you can look up these names. These people come onto this program because they are invested with the interest of helping you understand what it is to get in this business and remain in it. Meanwhile, while these ears are on deck, it just makes sense. Makes sense to actually put your music out here. Keith Clizard just dropped in. Multi-platinum producer. Come on,
oh, yeah.
Lend your music to the ears of the industry people, because you don't know who's listening. This show right here, on by all means, by far, is different from most on the internet. If it's not
because
I thought you fell out. Original. No, sir, I'm here. I'm pausing. I'm pausing.
You took a breath.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, preach on, you know. Seriously. Hey, you know Snoop Dogg's moving up to the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yep, and when he get there, have him give me a call.
Well, yeah, because he's networking with my cousin, Y. King, at the Umoja Fest Peace Center. So he's going to be up here with Wiz Khalifa, and I understand they're going to be going to the Peace Center and visiting there. So, you know, hey, I'm going to try to hook you up. I'm going to try to network with him. I hope he moves into my neighborhood because, you know, hey, you don't have to have a medical card up here in June.
Huh?
You don't have to have a medical card in June up here.
So what you trying to do? You trying to crack, brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
My goodness. I don't try to tell everybody's secret, but everybody knows that Snoop Dogg is an herbologist.
Oh, okay.
In Washington State in June. Yeah, he came up here for the football game. He's getting ready to do a concert up here at the WAMU Center with Wiz Khalifa.
I thought he laid back off of that stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, what is it, Snoop Lion? That's part of the Rasta religion, is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Yes. okay. I got another tidbit of news.
What's that, sir?
I love talking a little bit of garbage about, you know, the outside entertainers on the A-list. You heard about Rick Ross, right?
Yes, sir.
You did hear about what happened?
No, I actually didn't. Go ahead, give it to me.
Well, he had a birthday party just the other night. And he got into a confrontation with the DJ. And it seems as though that the DJ got shot up.
Really?
Yeah. More to come later. See, whoa. The news
one.
About the artist.
That's a deep one. We got Dante on deck with us. Dante, I see you raise your hand. What's happening, Captain? How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Poetic? Yeah, it's good, to hear a lot of positive news, you know, that's coming from you and Raw Dog. Y'all keeping
hello,
the show
Dante.
Live. And, hey, how's it going, Raw Dog? Yeah.
Good. Now that you're here.
You got something to say to
Raw
Dog?
You said what about me? What did you say, Poetic?
We've been wanting to talk to you about one of your artists, man. So when you get a chance, you make sure you hit us up on the back scene. Okay? Because we got some suggestions for you. We know you're doing your thing out there, Dante. And you know we got your love and we got your support there. So
oh, yeah.
Sure.
I definitely got to converse with you gentlemen, because there's also a talented artist that I'm assuming discussed with Poetic that's got his own gift that's doing his thing independent, and he's going to bring, I see, something great that we once seen when I guess you could say when hip-hop was real hip-hop. It wasn't like, not to knock the people that's worked hard to achieve where they are now, but we're taking it back to like the way it was like in the 80s up to the 90s where the music like had like a meaning when you listen to it. Like if you listen to like a hip-hop rap song, it was more of like them expression, like they didn't use like a lot of, you know, profanity and stuff. It was more like dancing music. Like if I use Kid and Play for an example, they made music like LL Cool J or Kumo D that you can more or less rock to or dance with your feet. It wasn't like, you know, like what you see now where they took it to a whole nother level now where it's a lot of bad language and then, you know, they express how they don't want to, you know, I don't want to see my child listening to this but the influence is so strong that it's like it takes away from the good character of music that I see. And there's a lot of people that want to bring back that good music where if they was partying off a song, it was more about just, you know, dancing and listening and have a good time. It wasn't, you know, kill and me having beef with you. It was, if it was a beef, it was more like a fun kind of beef, like we're Poetic and you can understand like how it was when Queen Latifah rapped MC Light. They might have something in a message in the music, like when Queen Latifah, y'all both can identify, she had a music that was called You and My T.Y., and she had like a message in it where she kind of spoke like on unity.
Oh, yes. I remember that one. Exactly.
It seemed more like joy was there. Like, even when you take it back even just a little further to that with Roxanne Shanté or the real Roxanne. It seemed like they made music, you know, but it was a message.
Exactly.
But like the battle probably was more, Road Dogg probably could identify with it, where the battle was more like a fun kind of battle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But see, that it was entertaining, and it was lighthearted. It didn't have a mean connotation to it. It didn't have a disrespectful or, let's put it like, you know, a get-over theme as far as the females and this and that. It didn't exploit anything. It tried to enlighten you, you know. I do know what you mean.
It's funny you say that, but let's look at Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper was a classy act. That even though they brought on a subject matter that was quite intense and sexual, sensual, but it was tasteful.
Yeah, but you got to trip off of it because do you remember their reality show?
Yeah.
And I forget. Okay, I believe it was Salt no longer wanted to do the gyrations and what have you that they had done when they were younger because she has kids.
Okay.
You know, and that's why they didn't really get back together as a group. But I do understand what Dante is saying. Did you see the Oscars last night? And talking about one of the artists, Pharrell. Now, he did the song for Despicable Me 2. Now, you know, I'm going to say it like this. The boy is off the chain. Because how many hip-hop artists or producers would even think about producing a song that was going to have an animated characters for kids? And to be on the Oscar show. He was on the Grammys. He was on the Oscars. You know, when you start to think about how he is spreading his wings in film, in the clubs, internationally with Daft Punk. You know, I mean, he's embraced all over the world, even by the young kids, you know, because they watch that movie, and they love Despicable Me 2. And there's his song. I mean, you know, you have to say, how smart is he? And how, you know, it's not, the word dumbing down is not even in his vocabulary, I don't think. I think what it is doing business and making money. You know, I mean, we hear that dumbing down so much that it actually gets... It gets to the point where it makes no sense. Someone put that in their head and didn't tell them it's a business. Make money. That's just like Arizona saying that they want to be able to deal with the gay population, to have a law. You mean they're going to cut off their money? Come on now. I mean, you're not in business. You think you're running things. And they aren't. Money makes this world go round. You know, so, hey, just another tidbit. am I the only one on the surface on this planet? Dante, are you there?
Yes.
You know. I think Poetic's been coughing, so I think he might have had a coughing spasm. Are you okay, Poetic? Yeah, you can play if you want to, but if you fall out, we won't know because you've been playing with us too much.
Hey, Ronald, I can't say Pharrell really is onto something, man, and he's on. He knows what marketing is. He knows how to reach the crowd and take his act on a global scale.
Yeah, well, he's appealing to everybody.
Absolutely, every household can embrace it. That, don't get me wrong, he's one to be studied and recognized for. Yeah,
exactly.
And I agree. The Oscars, and go ahead.
The Grammys,
both. He knocked him out the ballpark.
Yes, he did.
Right out the ballpark. Yes,
and
did.
You know the whole world.
And I tell you, man,
he's
killing me with this hat. He's killing me with this hat, though.
But you know he's auctioning that hat off.
Huh? Oh, yeah?
He's auctioning that hat off.
That dude took a police cap and twisted a ranger cap.
But you know what? Nobody understood the theory behind that.
Yeah.
Do you know what the theory was behind that hat?
No, I don't, but I'd like to know.
Okay. That hat was a signature for Pharrell. That hat is now being auctioned off for charity. And I think the bid was up to $15,000. So giving back by wearing a hat like that, you know what they call that?
Charity.
No.
I don't know what word you're looking for.
A smart mother for you. He could wear something that he purchased to the Grammys and wear it and then get his money back and take care of charity at the same time.
Absolutely.
Let's me and you go somewhere and grab some odd hats. Well, that's
no,
wear to
but
an
see,
event.
I mean, don't get me wrong, and that's the case right there. It really, case in point, it goes to how he has marketed his brand. He has spread his name throughout households. That makes him valuable. That makes his music a commodity. The artist today. Being real to yourself, if you want, I don't care what you say, if you are not out there trying to open the doors for yourself, you're closing them. You need to be out there opening doors. You need to look at icons like my man here, Pharrell, who's actually doing some things to open some doors. Because I'm going to tell you like this, at the end of the day, is that long check that you're looking for. That you could retire comfortably.
Exactly. You can pick and choose where you want to go and when you want to go. He's a very intelligent gentleman. You know, it's about making the right moves, and he's got one heck of a team advising him. His career, he's on top, you know. I mean, you just got to give him the just dues he deserves, you know.
Yep.
And it wasn't overnight either. So, hey, he started out with the Neptunes, and then he became bigger and bigger and bigger. He studied. You know, I'd like to sit down and just talk to him, and he'd probably just amaze us with his intelligence.
Pharrell, we want
what
to talk
knows.
To you. If you're listening out there, I know somebody who is listening who knows Pharrell. Just tell them we want to talk to them. Y'all come on and bring it. We promoting that right now. Guys, my friend Charlie V once told me this. He said, Al, my uncle told me to promote, and don't get it out of order. Tonight, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we was talking about airplay. Remember, guys, don't get it out of order. Fulfill your dream. Make it happen. The dream, the teamwork, make the dream work. So together, we can come together to help you do what you got to do. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, Raw Dog, Dr.
Yo,
AT.
You
Let's
got
make
it.
That dream.
Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight.
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Hey. Ain't no coincidence like rock scissors paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No. Read up on your words too and don't be for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Snatch the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that.
Omega, the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. So to Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I want to know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made a bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction, and did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. You keep flawless in the course, outstanding. To the point, I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point when she leaves, she turning back my way. Then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind, and you my high soul,
kiss me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know. Shawty tripping, she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna rush things, you know what that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't gotta be JRK just to run the town. I want the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well. With the guala guadas that'll run it through the town. And you ain't gotta suck too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound. But she still got my long wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow. That is keep a tight straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow. So when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the gloves out, gotta bring the piffin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, search every nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby boy, you sit on
your voice sprung, but I ain't gonna let you know.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents. Dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in this. Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more
bloodshed. No more gun flare. Enough people die too young. We need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal. I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours. Use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide. Let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong. Moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives, more love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world, but first we gotta change the way we raising girls, building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a light, I'ma live it up, waiting for it all to ignite. I'm the distributor, L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers, the children need. It's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Rise up for a new beginning. Believe me when I say we could change the world.
We could change the world.
We could change the world.
It starts with you and me. We could
change the world.
The roof and Palmerie. We could
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me, we can
change.
Come
the
on, LaRue and Palmerie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting high, hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. When a fat in your wallet, they go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wristwatch rented. They riding around, but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan, LaRue, Palmerie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Rise up for a new beginning. Believe me when I say we could change the world.
We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Bro.
keep it bumping in the hip hop world. That means I'm flyer. Man, I'm a rider, a rider, a rider.
Next on deck, amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special major order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Rolling along, I'm making my music, these songs.
another white boy saying it in my mind. I really ain't got no limits. Right now I'm feeling fine, but that could change any minute. My people on the grind like feeble. I'm feeling like we only saving from the evil, but there was no room in this evil, so we go on about our ways and through our days. Years passed by me, feels like hours and days, and things in my life have made me sour for days. I'm not just another preacher saying ours is the way, but give it a try. You ain't gotta pray to stay, you ain't gotta pay to play. And if you leave with some knowledge today, I can feel slight success in my life. And maybe go ahead and get some sleep tonight. Holla. Where do we go when the world's all changed and everything you thought you know, well it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah I got that range, gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed and everything you thought you know, well it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah I got that range, gonna bring that thing called soul back in the game. Soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane dulls the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats that don't do it for commission. Do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm spitting till they smitten. Whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, whether man, any condition, I get the beat what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies. They get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm bruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it. You'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on this heat, I'm scary when I'm crying. Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage. Inside there's something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn to ink on a page. Turn to ink on a page. Turn to ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least a thousand that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the vibe. All right. My
for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Mind, just give me a call personally, and then maybe we right off we could probably do it three-way, you know, and talk about it. Okay. But this call is about to come to a leaping halt in just a second. If it didn't already. Hello? Hello? Yep. We're gone. And we're gone.